Well, so the minister, as you heard, says the proposed changes are fundamentally fair, reasonable and necessary. The vice-chancellors and students are still to be convinced. Paul Bongiorno is in our Parliament House studios. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
So the minister's clearly learned from the government's first stab, Paul, at cutting uni funding. He's crafted a much more modest package. He's had a fair degree of consultation. There's no deregulation in this. Are there still political risks? Will this pass the Senate, do you think?
Well, there certainly are political risks, and interesting listening to Simon Birmingham. He's mild-mannered and he's very reasonable and he's a very good salesman. But I think what he has to sell is going to be hard to convince students and the university sector that what he's delivering here is anything other than a huge cut to help budget repair. It's hard to see that this is in any way reform that will lead to a better performance from the sector. Now, that's very moot, that's debatable, there'll be arguments on all sides. But I think some of the points you were making to the minister are quite relevant. The $42,000 threshold is much too low and much too burdensome. And the other fact of the matter is that that it is hard for graduates to get jobs. And the other fact of the matter is that the way in which universities are treated with research is simply squeezing this very important work that universities do, very hard. So in terms of the politics of this, I was talking to one Liberal backbencher yesterday who said, well, we've given up on that vote anyway, which is a bit defeatist. The idea that university graduates, are all high income earners is not completely true, as you pointed out. So what we have here is the government putting all this bad news, in inverted commas, out there early in the budget run up to the budget. I think that the point that Labor and one of the university vice chancellors made last night, that students are being asked to help pay for the $50 billion tax cut, I think that is a very strong political argument.
Yeah, and I must say, if the response to the text this morning is anything to go by, people are really red hot about this, particularly about that $42,000 payback of your HECS. So there's a Labor line.
What we've got is a stark divide now between the opposition and the government over the benefit of what's called trickle-down economics. And another point that's being made also by economists is that in fact, company profits are at 20-year highs. I mean, 65% surge in company profits last year. Now, on the argument that the Treasury himself made in his doorstop yesterday, that should lead to more people being employed and wages being higher. And yet we've got full-time employment stalling and we've got wages stagnant.
And Paul, just very briefly, Labor's trying to frame the budget before we get it next week. Bill Shorten saying proof of a fair budget will be on Medicare. All Medicare cuts should be reversed in full on time on budget night.
Yes, well, this is going to a very strong political argument that Labor put, much to the anger of the government and the Prime Minister, as we know, during the election. The word around the government is that the cuts to Medicare will be phased over 3 years, the withdrawal of the cuts. Bill Shorten's getting in early saying, if you really are the friend of Medicare you say you are, you will reverse those cuts, on budget night. So that's a hard benchmark, a hard marker to put out there. Maybe the government will pull a rabbit out of the hat and do just that.
Well, it's certainly going to make some changes on Medicare, that's for sure. Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you, Fran. Goodbye.
Paul Bongiorno is a columnist with the Saturday paper.